12th, the day after. When I woke up the next day, I felt like there was a heavy weight on my chest. I stared at my arm. The bracelet was still on. Was I ever going to be able to take it off? Was I ever going to be able to live normally? I turned on my phone. There were 100 new texts and a voicemail from my dad. He'd called at 11:35 p.m.
Sorry I missed you, honey. I meant to call earlier. I guess you're asleep. Happy birthday. I hope it was a great day. I owe you a present. Tell me what you want.
What did I want? I wanted him to remember my birthday.
Bad birthday! Bad birthday!
I heard a voice squawk outside. Doodles was perched on the sill outside my window. I thought about what my brother had said. Instead of ignoring Doodles, I opened the window.
Bad, Becca!
I put out my arm. Hello there, I said softly. Come here. Doodles cocked her head to one side, but did step closer. I reached out a hand and very carefully stroked her feathers. Do you like that, Doodles? I asked the parrot.
Hello there,
Doodles squawked, stepping onto my hand. Her claws tickled, and I laughed. Hello, I said. Was that all it took? All I'd had to do was open the window? Doodles pecked at my bracelet with her beak. Can you get it off? I asked. That would be helpful. I can't get the magic to stop. She pecked at it again.
Helpful! Helpful!
Then Doodles glanced up and noticed Twinkle in his glass of water. Doodles, meet Twinkle. Twinkle, meet Doodles, I said. Doodles, promise me you won't eat Twinkle, okay? He had a rough night.
Doodles, eat Twinkle. Yes!
No, Doodles, I said don't eat Twinkle. Please,
don't eat Twinkles,
Doodles said. She jumped off my arm and flew back out the window.
Helpful!
I wasn't sure not eating Twinkle was helping exactly, but it wasn't not helping. I closed the window and went into the living room. Mom and Bram were still asleep. The apartment was quiet and clean, but the wall by the window was piled with presents. So many colorful boxes. I plucked out the present from Harper first. The card said, Happy birthday, bestie. Love, Harper. Then I opened the box. It was a plant. I laughed to myself. It was pretty. Of course it was. And it was nice of her to get me something at all. But she was the one who was into plants. I opened Georgette's box next. Another plant. I probably should have opened these last night. I opened more boxes. The three E's had given me a purple tiara. Zuri, Corinne, and Daisy had gotten me a sweater that was too big. All these people had bought me something, which was so generous of them, but none of them knew much about me, or even what size I was. I spotted the small rectangular box that Willow had brought. I unwrapped it carefully and saw two things inside. A book called Dragon Knight Number 1 and a blank red notebook. Then I read her card. Hi, Becca. Here's a fantasy series you might like. I loved it. And a blank book so you can write something new. XO, Willow. Instead of opening the rest of the presents, I climbed back into bed and started reading Dragon Knight Number 1. As I read about prophecies and dragons, I drowned out everything around me. The texts coming in on my phone, Mom and Bram in the kitchen, even the city sounds of honking outside. All I could think about was the story. Before I knew it, I had read the whole thing. Mom? I asked after I was done. Can we go get the next book in this series? My mom and I walked into Books in Wonderland. It's a small, bright bookstore on 85th Street. The shelves are overflowing with hardcovers and paperbacks, picture books and board books. On the wall in the back, there are first editions in a glass case. Guess who is in the bookstore? Guess. Yes, Willow. Hi, I said, running up to her. Isn't this place the best? She asked. I nodded. I couldn't believe she was here, too. It felt like magic. Sorry I snuck out last night, she said. I get weird when there are too many people. Me too, I said, laughing. Thank you for the book. I loved it. You read it already? She squealed. Yes. Did you like the part where the wizard turns out to be... Wait, no, that's book two. I'm not telling you. I'm getting book two right now. Yay. She brought me straight to the Dragon Knight section of the store and pulled out books two and three. There's also a graphic novel, she said, and an activity book. And I heard there's going to be a movie, but the movie is never as good as the book. I finished. Exactly. We pored over all the books, laughing and dissecting the cover art until our mothers joined us. Do you and your mom always dress the same? Willow whispered, eyeing our matching black leggings and yellow sweaters. Don't ask, I told her.
We were just talking about getting coffee and going to sit in the park for a bit,
Willow's mom said.
Sound good?
Willow and I both nodded. It sounded great. The weather was perfect. One of those crisp fall days when the leaves in Central Park are starting to turn yellow and orange. Everyone was outside, walking dogs and pushing strollers. Willow and I sat on one bench, and our mother sat on another one beside us. I'm so glad I ran into you in the library during Capture the Flag, Willow told me. I know you have a million friends and everything, but I always thought you seemed nice. I remember telling my parents that last year. I had forgotten that Willow was in my class in fourth grade. She had moved to our school from downtown in September. I flushed as I thought about how she was always on her own, reading. I had been so focused on Harper, I hadn't tried to befriend anyone else, even the new girl who didn't know anyone. I should have reached out. I should have opened a window. Maybe I still could. Want to hang out after school one day? I asked Willow. Willow nodded. Maybe we could get bubble tea on Wednesday, she said. I am obsessed with bubble tea, but only the black tapioca and not the white because it looks like snot, you know? Oh, I'm sorry if you like the white. I didn't mean to yuck your yum. I won't judge you if you get white, really. Well, maybe a little bit. I laughed. I will try any kind of bubble tea. Do you like making earrings by any chance? I just got this kit, and I've been making a ton of them. We could also do that. Yes, I said, touching my small earrings. I only have the studs that I got mine pierced with. Then we'll make earrings. Yay! Wait, did you make those ones that look like tiny pizzas? I am obsessed with pizza. Yes, I did. And I love your bracelet, by the way. It's so unusual. Right. My bracelet. That's why Willow had asked me about bubble tea and making earrings. Not because she really wanted to be my friend. She was just under the spell. The bracelet was warm. It was always warm. It was always glowing. It was always working. Even this, my friendship with Willow, wasn't real. I can't get it off, I told her. It's stuck.
Really?
Yeah, I've tried everything.
Want me to try?
She asked. Sure, I said, but I don't think it will help. I put out my arm. She touched the bracelet and studied it. I think this is the clasp, yeah?
There's no clasp, I said, but she was already fiddling with it.
No, there is. I see it, she said. Right here. I can open it. Just give me a second.
Okay, I said, my heart thumping. Where had that clasp come from? But listen, if this works, which it probably won't, you might not want to hang out with me anymore. She laughed.
Why not?
I'm just saying it's a possibility.
That's bananas, she said. And the next thing I knew, she'd opened the clasp. The bracelet was in her hand. It was off.
Here you go, Willow said, handing it to me with a smile.
The bracelet was off. I couldn't believe it. Tingles ran over my body. A gust of wind blew over me. Something had changed. I knew it. The spell was done. The bracelet was cool in my hand, and it was no longer glowing.
I'm free,
I squealed. Willow blinked twice and stared at me again. She shook her head.
It's okay if you want to cancel Wednesday, I said. I won't be upset. I mean, I will be, but I understand.
She tilted her head to the side. Why would I cancel?
If you don't want to hang out anymore.
Why wouldn't I want to hang out anymore? She laughed. I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
Because people change their minds. About friends?
My eyes filled with tears. I thought of Harper. I thought of my parents. People change their minds all the time.
Totally true, Willow said, hugging her knees. I did not want to leave Tribeca at all. Have you been to Pier 25? With the mini putt? It's amazing. It's a block from my old apartment. And two of my friends lived in my building.
Two.
But then my parents wanted to be closer to work, so we moved uptown. I cried for a week. I miss my friends. I miss the pier. But now I have Central Park and the best bookstore nearby. So, yeah, things change. But change isn't always bad. And I can't wait for Wednesday.
I suddenly felt lighter. She was right. Things changed, people changed, but new could be good. I glanced over at my mom. She was laughing with Willow's mom. I hadn't seen her laugh with a friend in a long time. Maybe she was changing, too. I smiled to myself. Then I paused. Why had Willow been able to remove the bracelet? What had changed?
Oh.
It was all of a sudden really obvious. Something had changed. Something big. I had made a friend. Maybe that's what the magic was all about. I had wished that everybody wanted to be my friend. But what I'd really needed was to learn how to make a friend. How to open a window and connect. Really connect. With someone new. And I'd finally done it.
You got it off,
I heard someone say. I looked up to see the fancy blonde woman standing on the path in front of our bench. She was wearing a beige cashmere coat, and her eyes were gleaming.
Well done. Can I have it now?
I jumped, startled to see her there. Willow gawked at the woman.
Do you know her?
She asked me.
Not exactly.
I want that bracelet, the woman said firmly, and I'll give you $50 for it. No, $100 for it. You're done with it. You don't need it, and I do,
the woman snapped, her face getting stern.
You said I could have it.
I had said that,
but that was when it was stuck. And this woman really creeped me out. How had she found me? What would she do with the magic?
$200,
she said. $200 is a lot of money. A lot. But hadn't the note said I should keep the box to mail the magic off or something like that? I don't understand what's happening, Willow said nervously. Should I get your mom?
You're going to give me that bracelet,
the blonde woman said.
Now. Got it?
No, I'm not, I said. And then the woman reached over and knocked my hand, sending the bracelet flying into the air. Ouch! I yelled. The woman grabbed the bracelet off the ground and ran. Did that person just steal your bracelet? Willow asked, incredulous. Yes, we need to stop her, I cried. Willow and I jumped up off the bench and started to run through Central Park after the woman. Becca! My mom screamed behind us. Where are you going? Stop!
Willow!
Willow's mom yelled. Come back! I heard dogs barking and babies crying, but I didn't stop. I kept running. Willow was just a few paces behind me. The woman was getting away. She'd knocked my hand and stolen the bracelet. She was not a good person. What kind of wish would she make with the magic? It could be terrible. The woman ran faster, and the space between us was growing. Up ahead, I saw her veer off the path and into a grassy area. Somebody help! I cried. But the woman was gone, and the magic was gone with her.